This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
I've been off of the Dan Quinn bandwagon for a couple of years now. I said you had to fire him a couple of years ago, and they kept him. And he never has changed as a head coach. Listen, a long time ago in football, I learned, and I called it the Richie Pettibone disease. Now, back in the day, that insult flew because people knew who Richie Pettibone is. At that time, he was the guy that when Joe Gibbs retired, he was the longtime defensive coordinator of the team. And so he took over, right? And in the process, he sucked as a head coach. But yet he was a great defensive coordinator. Absolutely fantastic defensive coordinator. So I learned that from that moment on, there were guys that were built to be head coaches and guys that were built to be assistant coaches. And Dan Quinn has got the Richie Pettibone disease, the Wade Phillips disease. Wade Phillips, one of the greatest defensive minds ever, correct? Would you want him as your head coach, Bill?
No.
Not even if your life depended on it, right? That's how bad he is.
If he's your coach, you're in trouble.
You're screwed. Wade Phillips sucks as a head coach. Wade Phillips is a first ballot defensive coordinator Hall of Famer, in my eyes. Like, whenever he retires, that he's, I know he's retired right now, but he wants back in. Whenever he's gone for 5 years, I would induct him like right away. That's how good that guy is as a defensive coordinator. I don't want anything to do with him as a head coach. And Dan Quinn has proven the same thing. Same thing, dude. This Falcons team cannot be predicted from one season to another. They follow up a good season with a crap season. They follow up good games with terrible games. And now they have a tendency under this guy to choke like dogs. I mean, they became, I don't know if you know this stat, they became the first team in NFL history to lose back-to-back games leading by 15 or more points in the fourth quarter. Let's not forget about what happened in the Super Bowl against the Patriots where you lost, what was it, a 25-point lead? I mean, are you kidding me, dude? How is he, has he not been fired already? I don't know. I haven't checked out the, I mean, I would have fired his ass a couple of years ago, but like right now, I would have fired him right after the game. Dan, do me a favor, get another plane. I don't even know, did they play in Atlanta or did they play it on the road? If they played on the road, I would do me a favor, get another plane. Here's a ticket for you. Get the hell out of my face. I don't even want to see you ever again. Let me see. No, I don't see any Dan Quinn is fired. Like, how are you not firing his sorry ass? And if you're a Falcons fan at this point, oh, my Lord. Falcons fans and Jets fans. I mean, they had the rally on Thursday or Friday to try to, you heard about the rally outside the Jets Park to fire Adam Gase last week?
Damn them Jets fans. Yep. Getting smart.
No. Four of them showed up.
Excellent. Good job. Way to go, Jets fans.
That way the owner goes, oh, well, they obviously agree with me. Only four idiots showed up. So everybody else loves Adam Gase. But, I mean, seriously, being a Jets or a Falcons fan right now, wow. None of them are soaring. That's for sure. All right? Both grounded. Falcons have no wings. Jets have no engines. Those are two things that aren't soaring. They are just boring. They are terrible. And I hope it stays that way, at least in New York. I don't have anything against the Falcons and their fans or anything like that. You know what I mean? But Dan Quinn, that's disgusting, bro. Do you know what I would be doing to Dan Quinn on the air here? Do you know the rip jobs that I would? I mean, Dale Tallon at least had championships and he had accomplished something great in Chicago, and I tore his ass 8 new holes since February of this year. And finally, they got on board and they fired and, you know, shit-canned his sorry ass and got rid of him. You know what I mean? It's a great move on their part. But I'm telling you, it's really amazing how they have kept this guy there. And if you're Arthur Blank, you are sending a terrible message to your fans. When you keep Joe Philbin around and extend him because he beat a Minnesota team that meant nothing, it sends a terrible message. When you keep Sperano around, bless the man, I know he passed away, but we're talking about the football coach, and he's celebrating field goals, you are sending a terrible message. When you keep Al Golden around because you're a cheap outfit and you don't want to lose money, you send a terrible message. Okay? And that's what Arthur Blank is constantly sending to the Falcons fans. He may not want to do this. He may not even realize that he's doing this. He may think he's not doing this. I don't know for whatever reason, but he is doing it. And he's sending a terrible message by keeping him there, just like the Jets, just like the Johnsons are doing the same thing by keeping Adam Gase in place. These are irresponsible moves by professional teams, and it happens in all levels. And sometimes you have to make the tough decision, and that's where I actually give a ton of credit to the Panthers that, okay, Dale, you had your run in Chicago. It was great. But, dude, you can't even come close to it here. Get out. And good. They did it.